Bronn, I despair of you. Tyrion gestured at the wenches. With sweet sights like that before you, all you see is a gaggle of louts raising a clangor. There are 100 whorehouses in this city where a clip cooper will buy me all the cont I want, Bronn answered. But one day my life may hang, and how close I've watched your louts. He stood. Who's the boy in the checkered blue surcoat with the three eyes on his shield? Some edge knight. Tallard, he names himself. Why? Bronn pushed a fall of hair from his eyes. He's the best of them, but watch him. He falls into a rhythm, delivering the same strokes in the same order each time he attacks. He grinned. That will be the death of him the day he faces me. He's pledged to Joffrey. He's not like to face you. They set off across the bailey, Bronn matching his long stride to Tyrion's short one. These days a sellsword was looking almost respectable. His dark hair was washed and brushed, he was freshly shaved, and he wore the black breastplate of an officer of the city watch. From his shoulders trailed a cloak of Lannister crimson patterned with gold hands. Tyrion had made him a gift of it when he named him captain of his personal guard. "How many supplicants do we have today?" he inquired.
30-odd, answered Bronn. "Most with complaints, or wanting something as ever. Your pet was back."